Well, let's start with team news, if we can. How are you looking? What's the latest?
Yeah, Paul Keegan said his injection, so we'll see how he settles down. He had it on Monday, and slight improvement there. And everybody else seems okay, which is good going into the game.
So with that injection then, I guess Leeds unlikely for him?
He's got a slight chance, but we don't want to, like we done with Gary and Nathan last weekend. It's pointless risking him at this stage of the season because, you know, we've got a long, hard 10 months ahead of us. But if Paul declares himself fit, he's a big player for us. So, but we'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
Nathan Tyson's just told us he's fully fit as well. He's ready to go.
Yeah, he is. Thought he'd done well when he came on Saturday. You know, I spoke to Nathan before the game. He completely understood the reasons behind it. He'd only trained really 2 days in the last sort of 8 to 10 days before that. And like I've just said about Big Gary and obviously Keegs, if there's a risk there, there's no point in taking it.
What about Danny and Gesson as well? How's he looking?
Danny won't be available for tomorrow night or for the weekend. He's took a nasty whack in his foot. Fitness-wise, we'd sort of, the first week to 10 days of the season, we'd write him off anyway because he's done no pre-season at all. He's been working hard on his own. But he needs to do a lot of the testing, a lot of the fitness work that the other players have done before we can start pushing him ahead.
Disappointing then that he's got a bit of a setback there?
It's not a setback as such. You know, he's got a bruised foot and it can take time to settle down. The positive side of it is that there's a lot of work that he can be doing to keep his fitness up with Ben Roan and the physio guys. So might be positive for us, but negative for him because he's knackered at the minute.
You've been the man of the moment this week, haven't you? I'm surprised I haven't seen you on the front of Time magazine or something like that.
And I nearly was, actually. I had to turn that one down. been a little bit embarrassed by it, actually, you know, because I think it was, as I say, that after the game, it was the right thing to do. And I think, I would like to think that MDL's in my position, speaking to their manager since then, they would have done the same thing.
Did everyone within the club have that feeling on? Were any of the players a little bit like, well, it was a fair goal?
They've not told me if they didn't, let's put it that way. But, you know, I said at the time, and looking back, I really do. The reaction it's had has been fantastic. A lot of people very supportive, a lot of press coverage from the club, from all around the world. You know, I've had requests from weird and wonderful places to do interviews on it, and, you know, it's raised the profile of the club, if anything. But as I said, away from that, I firmly believe it was the right thing to do.
It kind of overshadowed the game and the performance, didn't it? So just give us kind of your assessment a few days on now from the performance.
I was quite glad at times, actually. I thought fits and starts, we played well, we looked threatening. Could have had a couple of penalties, which would have put the game to bed. Definitely one on Nathan, which sends them down to 10 men. But on the flip side of that, the better chances of the game they created. So maybe unfortunate and some of the decisions we got, but maybe fortunate and that they had the better chances and Big Torsten done well for us.
Did Bury surprise you as well, because they were fairly impressive?
Yeah, they were, but I'd watched them, or we had them watched 4 times pre-season. I went and watched them myself twice within that. And I think it's a decent point. You know, I went and watched them beat Wigan last night and against a very good Wigan team. So maybe that puts our result into perspective a little bit.
How are you looking in terms of recruitment? Are you still looking around, still getting any closer to doing something?
Same old questions, yeah. Same old answers. we're looking, as we always are. It's a bold answer. If we think somebody's out there that's going to improve us and be better than what we've got, we'll try and do it. If not, I've always said that I'm happy with the squad I've got at the minute.
Fans keep saying to us, right back, we need a right back. What did you make to Luke McCulloch there at the weekend?
I thought Luke done well. Look, if I've not allowed Bury to score, it would have been another clean sheet. The one game Luke wasn't involved in pre-season, we conceded 4 goals. You know, he's played in the other games and defensively we've looked really sound. I think because that's not his natural position, it's a position that people look at and automatically say we need to strengthen.
Are you looking at him long term there though? Do you think he could grow into being a right back with it not being his natural position?
Yeah, I do, and I think he has done already. He's had a few games there now. We're working with him in training, you know, and he's been slightly unfortunate. He's been up against Jeremy Lenz, who had Sunderland signed for £10 million. And on Saturday, he was up against, I believe, and I know it's only early doors, one of the best wide players in the league who can go on and play at the top level, and Danny Mayer. And he's defended manfully against both.
You've had an extra couple of days then, haven't you? A lot of the sides playing on the Tuesday night, you're playing on the Thursday. What have you done with those extra days?
Worked the boys in training. The ones who started at a cool down on Monday, get into the game on Thursday night, we've worked tactically and how we want to play. Tuesday and Wednesday, and I was away watching Wigan last night, and I'll be out at a game watching tonight. So
busy. Yeah.
But it's good in a way that the games fall on different nights, because it means myself and my staff, and not just Jerry and his own, is out there looking at all these games for us. You know, we can go and watch them ourselves.
Has it made it a bit of a less frantic first week then, with this game being on the Thursday and then Sunday as opposed to Saturday?
Well, you would have wanted to play Tuesday, Wednesday, but it's fantastic for us as a club, for the fans and for the players to be live on TV against a team that's a local derby. There'll be a big crowd, you know, so we'll take that. But on the flip side of that, it has allowed us to go out and scout opposition and watch players that we want to watch.
Yeah, it's always a good little rivalry, this one, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and I'm really looking forward to it. You know, happy memories the last time that we played them, going to Elland Road and winning 2-1. You know, up against a very good friend of mine in Uwe. And you know, I know the players are looking at testing themselves, looking forward to testing themselves against Championship opposition as well.
Yeah, is it difficult when you come up against someone that you do know so well in the opposite technical area?
No, not at all. Look, me and Uwe will be mates and have a good chat and a laugh before the game, but we're both competitive people. We're both wanted to be winners as players, and we do as managers. You know, so for the time the game's on, I'll be doing everything I can to try and beat his team, and likewise knowing how Uwe is and how dedicated he is and how professional he is, he'll be doing the same.
What did you make to him taking the job there? Because it's been upheaval, hasn't it, over the last 12, 18 months for Leeds. Four managers last season. He's then stepped in there now to bring a bit of, I guess you could say, calm and solidity to it. What did you make to him making the decision to take the job?
Look, somebody's going to get that club back up and running sooner or later, so it was very difficult for Uwe not to take it. He's got massive belief in his own ability and how he does things. He's very, as I said before, very professional and very focused on what he wants. And if he thought for one second that he wasn't going to be able to do his job properly, he wouldn't have took it. You know, I know that he gets on very well with the owner. I know that the owner's letting him get on with his job. And I think Leeds could, you know, if they stick with Uwe, which I'm sure they will, and the more time he gets, he'll turn them into a formidable team.
It does seem a little bit more stable there now, doesn't it, to what it was 12 months ago?
Uwe doesn't suffer fools gladly. Although he used to make me do all his running for him and he took the credit for all the goals. So maybe I was the fool in that one. But he's a fantastic guy and he's got all the makings of being a top manager.
And it's obviously a former club of yours as well. I know you didn't appear for them that often, but
cheers.
I think it was four appearances, was it? But what did you make to your time there? It was a short spell, but the fans had prior to that probably given you a bit of stick, I think that's fair to say, through your career.
Absolutely, like every other ground I went to as a player, I think, as well. But that was a short spell. Simon Grayson brought me in, and I knew when I went in there I wasn't necessarily going to play a lot. The team was a young team at the time. They were very close to getting promoted, and they wanted somebody more or less to manage the changing room for them, on and off the pitch, the training pitch. And, you know, it was more of a job for me that towards the end of my career, you know, it was my last club, and I was looking to go into management, something that really appealed to me.
Right, so it was quite an important role for you then.
Well, we got promoted in the end, yeah, so it must have. I'm not saying that was down to me, but you know, it was a young squad, and I think previous to me going in, they'd had a few nervy performances, and you know, he wanted some senior pros to go in there and sort it out.
I know that I just said you got a lot of stick from the Leeds fans throughout your career, but you suited the club, didn't you? You were the kind of player that Leeds fans liked in some ways.
What do you mean by that?
Well, you were quite tenacious. You liked to get yourself stuck in there. That's what Leeds fans, and I guess Yorkshire football fans, appreciate.
Yeah, it was, and that was a realisation as I think I was 37, 38 nearly when I went in there, of having players in the changing room who knew how to get out of the division because they'd been stuck in a bit of a rut at times, you know. But we had some good senior pros there as well. You know, there was Andy Hughes at the time. Robert Snodgrass was there, although he was a young player at the time. He was a fantastic pro. So it was a really good squad that they had.
It'll be a great atmosphere here, won't it, as well? It's not going to be the biggest crowd, but Leeds will bring a good following as well.
Yeah, but look, I think we've sold a fair few tickets from what I got told this morning as well. So, you know, as a player, as a manager, you want to play in big games. You know, with us being down in League One now, it's not very often that we get the chance to be in the TV either. I know that's something that the players are really looking forward to because they want to show people how good they are.